to Babes in Voiceland. We're just a bunch of crazy friends sending you a crazy and fun show. Enjoy.
You know, we always seem to circle back to food banters.
We do.
We love our food.
We don't want anybody to think that we're obsessed or anything with food, but we have eclectic tastes.
True.
And
thank goodness.
Yes, very much so. But we were actually wondering, and you guys can email us at email.
Babesinvoiceland@gmail.com. That's it.
That's or, the one. Yeah,
to tell us, what was the most unusual food you've ever eaten?
I gotta think about that.
Oh, unusual.
Unusual food.
Have you ever had Rocky Mountain oysters?
Well, no.
Have you? I bet you have.
I did in Denver.
No, I did not.
I did.
Can you describe for Beth what they actually are?
They're fried.
I don't think that's what Diana meant.
They're fried.
They're
what?
Round. They're breaded.
And
their texture's not so good. I didn't particularly care for them. And
sounds like
just
gizzards.
Think of moo. And you might get it.
I know, bull's balls.
You made me go through all that for nothing.
She did.
I know.
But I've never eaten them.
But you know what they are.
I know what they are, but I've never eaten them.
But what have you eaten that's odd?
You know what? I can't think of anything like really odd. I mean, I make weird combinations like salami and grape jelly, but it's delicious.
You're not that
and
adventurous.
Liver
when
sausage
it comes
and grape jelly is
food.
Also
oh
awesome.
Oh my God.
It's delicious. On white bread.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm
going
to make it for you someday now.
Ew.
But
do you like sushi?
Yes, I love sushi.
What's your favorite sushi?
My favorite sushi is spicy tuna, no rice, wrapped in the, you know,
the seaweed.
In
the, seaweed?
Seaweed, yeah.
Okay, that's,
but no
that's
rice.
Good.
I do not like rice.
Now, have you tried the octopus?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
I'll eat that.
I've had octopus.
I have to think about this. I can't think of anything. I've probably eaten some weird food, but I can't think of it right now.
When
it doesn't come to mind. Chudnina, duck's blood soup that the Polish people make.
Oh,
or blood
that
sausage,
would be unusual.
Like that kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, duck blood soup. I've eaten that totally.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I've had rattlesnake.
Oh, I've not
when
had
I was
that.
In Australia, it was on the menu, and we had rattlesnake.
When you didn't go to Hawaii, you
right? I was
there.
In, yeah,
yeah, because that was her stopover. Hawaii was her stopover.
I remember that.
Before she went
to
land down under.
That's right.
Did you have crocodile?
Yes.
Ooh.
Actually, I did.
Now, did that really taste like chicken?
It's a similar consistency, a similar flavor. It's kind of that white meat. Absolutely.
You know, I did
absolutely.
Have alligator once, come to think of
it. Oh, here we go.
I did. I was with my friend Tim Sinatra, and we were at Aladdin, at a restaurant at the Aladdin, and it was...
Any relation to Frank?
Yes, he was.
Oh,
yes,
hey,
he was
that's
cousin.
For another banter.
Okay. That's for another banter, yeah. God bless Tim Sinatra. He was an awesome guy. But yeah, we went and we ordered alligator.
Yeah.
It was really good. Yeah. I forgot all about it till you said that.
There
makes me
go.
Think of Tim.
Well, good.
Wow.
Well,
I've had ostrich burgers.
Ooh, yum.
Oh, I bet
unknowingly
that's good.
Had ostrich burgers. Oh. So my husband, who's a fabulous cook, made dinner one night a while ago and made burgers on the grill. And I ate this burger, and it was quite delicious, and he waited until I was finished and said, "So, how'd you like that burger?" I said, "Well, you know what, babe? That was pretty tasty." And he said, "Oh." And he got this look on his face, and I said, "Why?" And he said, "It was ostrich."
I bet it was good,
though.
Was
it like a turkey burger, then? Is it that kind of consistency?
It kind of sort of is, but it was very...
a little dry, maybe?
Yeah, but it was good. It was just...
Flavorful?
Yeah. And I just was astounded. But he knew that if he told me
you wouldn't have tried it.
Really? And the other thing I grew up eating was chicken feet.
We talked about this once before.
Yes, it's a Romanian thing.
Right. I don't want chicken feet.
It's a Romanian thing, and they were put in soup, and they were scalded, and the talons were already taken off. But I grew up eating chicken feet as a kid, like the chernina, the duck's blood soup.
Chernina,
that too.
Yeah.
Because I'm half Polish.
Beef tongue, like, ew, I don't like it.
Tongue, you know what? I do remember when I was little, we were at a buffet thing, somebody's birthday party.
Even when she was little.
It was like
that's
a party,
she
like
likes
a
them so much
Christmas
now.
Party or something my Uncle Walt was throwing. And my dad said, here, taste this. And I took a bite of it and he goes, do you like it? I go, yeah. Well, once he told me it was tongue, all I could see is the cow going, bleh. Oh. And so I never ate it again, but I...
Yeah, no, I don't like that. Uh-huh. I would like to eat an ostrich egg, though. They're so big. Have you ever seen an ostrich egg? They lay really big eggs.
Yeah.
I bet one egg would make a great omelet.
It probably would. Now, I did have goat. And I didn't want to bring it up because we always talk about goat yoga, but that's another ethnic thing. And my friend, their family roasted it.
Oh, were they Greek?
Yes. Well, we did goat, and we had goat. Ooh. And that's a lot like duck.
I would eat that.
Kind of greasy, yeah.
I have one more.
Goat. Okay.
Has anybody ever done, when they've been out eating sushi, a quail egg shooter?
No.
No?
I've done that.
Yes.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay. Babes have to go to sushi.
Quail egg shooters?
Yeah. Babes do quail egg shooters.
Okay. That sounds good.
Sadie and Sharon have spent the last 6 weeks helping Sophie become svelte in anticipation of her seeing her old flame, Arnie Rosenberg. Arnie plays the licorice stick, a.k.a. clarinet, in a very famous klezmer band. Tonight, Sophie will see him for the first time in over 25 years. Sophie's daughter Sharon is still pestering Sophie to let her go to the show.
Why can't I go?
You are not old enough. They serve liquor there, and you are too young.
You always let me drink Manischewitz during the holidays at home, Ma. That's a bad excuse.
Yes, I let you drink Manischewitz at home, but only for the holidays and never in public. What will people think?
They will think that everybody's kids drink Manischewitz because that's what they do. And you know it too.
Sharon, I am your mother, and what I say goes. You are too young. Besides, it is against the law. You cannot come.
Don't worry, Sharon. I will tell you all about it when we get home.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Sadie. At least I can count on you.
You two need to stop aggravating me. I'm starting to crave babka, and I've been so good on my diet. Tonight's the night. Please help me get dressed. I need to look beautiful so that Arnie will notice me.
Don't worry, Ma. He will. He will.
Several hours have passed. Sadie and Sophie had a great time listening to the Brooklyn Boys Klezmer Band. They're just returning home now to Sophie's apartment. Sharon is on the couch and waiting for them. If I were Sharon, I'd be waiting on the couch too. Let's listen to what happens next.
Sharon, what are you still doing up? You should be geschlafen.
I couldn't sleep. You promised to tell me all about your night out when you got home, so I've been waiting.
I could have told you in the morning. It's really no big deal, Sharon.
I may not be old enough to drink, but I am old enough to not be stupid. It was a big deal, and I want to know what happened. You saw Arnie, Aunt Sadie. Was he as handsome as you remember?
How can I answer this, Sharon? What can I say?
How about the truth, Aunt Sadie? That would be good.
Well, I guess the best and most truthful answer then is yes and no. If you close your eyes and listen, the answer is yes. But then, when you open your eyes, the answer is no. Let me just say that the years have not been kind to Arnie. Ooh. Time has taken its toll.
Oh, I don't think so at all. He's just as gorgeous as I remembered.
So says the woman who is still in...
Oh, no, I'm not. Stop it. I just think he's still as handsome as he used to be. I don't have any feelings for him.
Who said anything about feelings? I was referring to the fact that you are still in need of glasses.
Oh, Sadie, stop. His music was like magic. He could make me laugh and he could make me cry all at the same time.
And he could make me a little bored with all that fanfare and schmaltz. Listen, musicians irritate me. I just don't like their egos.
Really, Sadie?
Yeah. A good accountant is what turns me on. That's why I love my Morty. Plus, he never fights me for the mirror.
Oh, you are so funny, Sadie. But we are so different. Arnie's music touched my heart. I felt him. Admit it, he wasn't boring.
Oh, you're such a romantic, such a pushover for musicians.
Well, at least for one musician.
All right, I admit it. He wasn't completely boring. But I just don't like musicians. Although I did notice how much Arnie drooled over his licorice stick while he was looking at you, Sophie.
Ooh, I guess I still got something. At least I think I do.
Sure you do, Ma.
Oh, yes you do, Sophie. Not only was Arnie drooling over his licorice stick every time he looked at you, but his eyes had that same old making whoopee twinkle. He's still hot for you, my Schwester.
Sha, sha, whoopee schmoopee. You have an overly imaginative mind, my Schwester.
I don't think so. Listen to this, Sharon. As soon as Arnie saw your mother, he came right over and went to give her a kiss on the lips.
Oy vey, did you kiss him, Ma?
Well, nothing. Your mother turned her head at the very last second and gave him her cheek. He kissed her on the cheek. But I swear, hand to God, he was aiming for those lips.
Why'd you do it, Ma? Why did you give him your cheek?
I didn't want to presume.
Oy vey, Ma. So, what happened when you said goodbye? Did Arnie say he would call you?
It's getting late. Tomorrow is a new day.
Just say goodnight, Sharon. There will be more time for questions tomorrow.
All right. Good night, Ma. Good night, Aunt Sadie.
Poor Sharon. How is she ever going to sleep tonight? Her mind must be filled with a thousand questions. Actually, my mind is too. Will Sophie ever hear from Arnie Rosenberg again? Will Arnie and Sophie ever kiss on the lips? Will Sophie stay on her diet so there is more babka for me? Ooh, I hope so. Tune in to the next episode of Sadie and Sophie to see what happens to our favorite sisters from Brooklyn. Okay, I have a question for everybody. Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you could buy a second home, cash, today, where would it be and why?
Oh, you mean like we already had enough cash?
Like you already have your house, and you want to buy a vacation home, and you can buy it anywhere in the world you want, and you have the cash to do it. No mortgage, no nothing. You just hit megabucks for $10 million, and you can buy a second home. Where I'm looking at Erica's eyes light up. Erica, where would it be and why?
I've got the perfect answer.
Let's hear it.
I would get a permanent room on a cruise ship and travel the world.
Ooh.
That would be my second home. They do laundry, they serve you food, they do room service, they do everything for you. You have shows, entertainment, you get off whenever you want to. And actually, people have really done this.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. Seriously. Instead of retiring and living in a house or something, there was something on TV about that.
Are you sure it wasn't on the internet?
No, it wasn't on the internet.
But
I bet you could look it up on the internet. And you can go live on a cruise ship, and it's actually cheaper than owning a home for the rest of your life and live like a queen.
Because you don't have maintenance or anything like that to worry about.
Exactly. You don't need a car. You don't, you know, you just, you don't have to pay taxes. Well, you don't have to do any of that
stuff. If you want to see your friends and family? You have to get them a room or you just go to their house, I guess.
Well, you can either visit with them or tell them to book a cruise.
You want to see me? Book a cruise.
See, something to think about. Who else? Who else would like a house somewhere else?
Who's got something? Diana, come on.
Diana's like, I'm still thinking.
Well, mine would be more practical and nostalgic. If I had the money, I would repurchase the family cottage that I spent my summers in on Harson's Island on the St. Clair River.
Aww.
And I would have that be my summer home. And I would stay back there in the summer and in the fall because I love those two seasons in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And that's where I would do it.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. See, that sounds good. And you could visit me on, take a cruise and visit with me.
This is true.
Okay. What about you,
Terry? Come on. You've been so many places.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and actually, I'd just one home. That's limiting me to just one, right?
If you want enough money, you could do two.
Well, that's true.
Ahead.
I could do two.
It's one. The challenge is one.
All right.
Pick one.
So I would have to say New Zealand.
Really? Why?
I would like to have a home in New Zealand.
I will visit you there.
Okay.
I want to go.
Your cruise ship won't park there in New Zealand. You'd have to probably park it.
I could go to Australia and take
a
plane.
Yeah, and then fly on over.
And then
yeah.
meet this ship later.
Yeah, that would be nice because it's
beautiful.
Well,
you have a lot of money.
Why? She really hit megabucks.
I won a lot of money.
Okay.
I did.
Okay.
But yeah, New Zealand.
Why?
I think that would be a great
place.
You
just like that.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's green. It has waterfalls. It's not, it's not as the pace for life is not as wild or crazy. And not everybody, you know, like Hawaii is beautiful, I hear, and I'd love to visit, but I don't know if I'd want to live there. And then you've got so many tourists. Well, where New Zealand isn't as much on the you know, on everybody's wish list. So
and it's
quieter.
Opposite weather from here.
That it is.
So, you know, their winter is our summer and vice versa.
So I could do summer all the time if I wanted to, or I could do winter all the time. Or,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. Cool.
That sounds cool.
That's cool.
And how about you?
Well, I'll tell you, since my two favorite places in all of the world are Las Vegas and Hawaii, and I already live in Las Vegas, I would buy a second home in Hawaii. But I would only stay there like a little bit because you know how Hawaii is kind of lay back? Mm-hmm. I can't take too much of that.
There's no slot machines there.
There's no slot machines there. This is true. There's no slot machines, although I do like the seafood there. That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. And
which island would you
get? You know, I was just thinking that while everybody else was talking, and you know what? I probably would pick either Maui or Kauai. Probably
Maui. I would do Maui.
I think Maui. Yeah. Because it's not as remote as some of the other islands, but it's not as hectic as Honolulu. Not that I mind the hectic, but Honolulu's getting very, very crowded. Mm-hmm. And so I think it would be Maui. I'd get like either a big house or a huge condo and
we could
Let all you guys come and visit.
The cruise ship will go by there.
Some family members would be invited.
And others, not so much.
Not so much.
Well, we've got kind of the four corners covered. We could all
visit each other. What a life we'll have.
Okay, so we all have to play Mega Bucks. And if we all four win, think of what we're going to have.
It all comes back to gambling.
It does. It does.
I know. Woohoo! That's so funny, but yes, it all comes back to gambling. So, okay, we'll do that.
Moving on. Hey, you know what would be fun? Remember Christmas, we found those jokes, and it was funny.
Yeah.
It was really funny. Anybody have any good jokes?
I have a couple. Well, one or two, maybe.
Okay,
I'm not good at remembering jokes. I can remember really short ones only.
Okay, that's
only
all right.
Only little ones.
That's here's all right.
So,
let's have it.
So yesterday I saw this guy spill all his Scrabble letters on the road.
Yeah.
And so I asked him, what's the word on the street?
Oh.
And if you like that one, here's
that
one
good.
More.
Okay, let's hear another one.
So this mushroom walks into a bar and says, I want a drink. And the bartender says, I'm sorry, we don't serve mushrooms. And the mushroom said, why not? I'm a fun guy. I know, they're bad. They're bad. It's okay. I'll look for better ones.
Sort of. Anybody else?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, go, Diana.
Are we ready?
Yes.
The subject of this joke is the great pub debate.
Ooh.
As good as this bar is, says the Scotsman, I still prefer the pubs back home in Glasgow. There's a wee place called McTavish's. The landlord goes out of his way for the locals. When you buy four drinks, he'll buy you the fifth drink. Well, Angus, said the Englishman, at my local in London, the Red Lion, the barman will buy you your third drink after you buy the first two. Ah, that's nothing, says Paddy Sheehan, the Irishman. Back home in me favourite pub in Galway, the moment you set foot in the place, they'll buy you a drink. Then another, all the drinks you like. Actually, then, when you've had enough drinks, they'll take you upstairs and see that you get laid all on the house. The Englishman and the Scotsman were suspicious of the claims. Did this actually happen to you? No, not myself personally, no, admitted the Irishman. But it did happen to me sister quite a few times.
See, that was a good one. All right, see if you like these any better.
Okay,
You blew me away. Okay, one more. Hey, did you hear about the restaurant called Karma?
No.
There's no menu. You just get what you deserve.
I'd like to send a few people to that place for a bite to eat.
Yeah, me too. Okay, what about the woman in labor who suddenly shouted, shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't, didn't, can't? Don't worry, said the doctor. Those are just contractions.
Oh. Oh, that's bad. Contractions.
Oh.
Shouldn't, couldn't, don't,
Trump.
Okay, we'll try for more next time, maybe.
Okay.
Well, thank you for hanging out with us. We are the Babes in Voiceland. Join us at our website, babesinvoiceland.com. Send us an email at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Hope to hear from you soon.